بسم الله
والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. الله جل جلاله بمنه وكرمه give us this tawfiq to pray, to say our salah fajr in jama'ah in the masjid, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from men. This fajr salah has a number of benefits. One of it is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, one who prayed, who pray fajr salah will be in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the entire day. That is a great gift bestowed on us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not because we are very wise individuals that we make this prayer in masjid. The one who collects us here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that, inshallah, we need to be thankful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Let's say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen once. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is the creator of mankind and the creator of everything in the heavens and the earth and what's in between. Allah creates everything with purpose. In short, when the ulama summarizes the purpose of the creations, they said that everything is created for the khidmat of mankind, while mankind is created for the khidmat of deen, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Him, and inshallah to join Him in the akhirah with a full belief in Him, with iman. So everything is made to serve us, to make khidmat for us, is because the responsibility we shoulder is very high and very great. When responsibility is high, and it also brings accountability with it. We are created with a great responsibility that is given for the heaven, that is given for the earth, for the mountains, and they said we can't hold it. And mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that shouldered it without noting the consequences behind. Once we accept this responsibility, we have the obligation to fulfill what's demanded from this deen that we shouldered. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu told us that we have created mankind in jinn only for the purpose of worshipping us, worshipping me. The only purpose is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah puts it, the statement is in an exception. I created you only except for worshipping me, not anything else. Allah give us aql, mind, to think of over it, and at the same time desires, wishes, different interests. So with all these desires and with the fulfillment of our desires, at the same time we need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what makes us different from the malaika. The malaika worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have no individual desire. They are created like that, only to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to obey Him, to fulfill His orders. That's it. They have no desire of eating, drinking, sexual interests, nothing like that. But mankind is created with these old desires. To be tested in this world, that whether we can prioritize the worship of Allah over these desires. These desires are there. Allah's demand is there. So there are priorities. We are allowed to fulfill our desires in a way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. This dunya, as we are told by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a prison for mu'min. Why it's called prison? Because there are different limitations, do's and don'ts, orders given by Allah. We are not left alone, freely, to do everything in our desire. We are required to control our desire and fulfill Allah's demand. This is because of this challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mankind the best of the creations. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. There is no creation mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as given priority or karam. This karam is given for us because of our worshipping of Allah, struggling with our desires. So inshallah, dear brothers, our objective in this world is only worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other things will be second priorities. We need to use our time, money, effort to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to take our time and effort to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better, who has given us different ni'mas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed on us different ni'mas. He make us one of the best creations, mankind. He also give us Islam, deen. He give us the opportunity to know Him. And best of all, He make us the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Ummah is a selected Ummah. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تعمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. This is Allah's kalam. Allah make us, clearly shows us that we are the best of mankind coming to this earth. Being part of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that this Ummah is the last of the Ummahs, but it is the first to enter Jannah with the Rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has very short ages, as we have been told by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The age of this Ummah is between 60 and 70. Those who pass that limit are very limited. With the earlier Ummah, they have had the opportunity to live more than 1,000 years, 500 years, 800 years. And most of it, they had the opportunity to spend it in the path of Allah, in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeing this, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the earlier ummah have long ages, have the opportunity to worship Allah more than this ummah. How can my ummah compete with this other ummahs having these long ages, given the opportunity to worship Allah more? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his mercy, given this ummah, told Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that for your ummah, there is more opportunity, other opportunities. With a little bit of work, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it by manifold. Within Ramadan, there is only one layl. What's done in that layl can be counted by 1,000 months of ibadat. That means it's 3 years with 4 months. So if somebody gets Laylatul Qadr for 10 years, he will have more than 800 years of ibadat written on his book. This is mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given for this ummah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, if we do sins, the record will be one sin in our book. If he wants, he said, I can also forgive you. Even that will not be also written on your book. But if you do good deeds, I will multiply it by tenfold minimum, up to 700 folds. If you think something bad, to do some sin and refrain from it, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will write for you one hasan, full hasan, for refraining from that sin. This is mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given for this ummah. So inshallah, we need to be thankful for that. How can we be thankful for that? Saying Alhamdulillah by our tongue is one thing. But the important part of thankfulness is to give for Allah what's given by Allah back to Him. To give our money for the khidmat of deen in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To give our health, our strength in serving the deen, in serving the ummah. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers this thankfulness higher standard, higher status. This thankfulness by action is more important than thankfulness by our kalam, by our words. So inshallah, we need to be thankful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has given to us practically by practicing our deen, by making effort. This is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we say is ours is not ours. It's given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can be taken anyway, anytime. Before it is taken, we need to use it. As Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, for your illness, do as time where you are healthy. For your old ages, do at the time where you are young. For your poverty, do what at the time where you get money. For your busy time, do what at the time where you have free time. For your days, do when you are alive. So, inshallah, this is an opportunity given for us. All of us do not know when days comes, but we are sure that we are sometime we leave this world and we'll get ourselves in another world. So this is the opportunity given for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that you may ask when days comes, everybody will ask, please return us back again. For what? To worship you more. To fulfill your desires. But Allah gives only one opportunity. So inshallah, every day has its own records. We can meet with these records only in the day of Qiyamah. There is no another Saturday. This Saturday is its own records. Whatever good we have done with it, whatever bad we have done with it, is recorded and is kept. And it will be presented for us in the Akhirah. Next Saturday is its own opens its own book. So inshallah, having the opportunity of getting new day, we need to capitalize on that and to increase our good deeds, to be more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by fulfilling his needs, his desires, his orders over our desires. Inshallah, this needs iman. People can do or can obey Allah's orders up to the level of their iman. The more their iman increases, the more they get closer to Allah, and the more they fulfill Allah's desires over their own desire. So inshallah, to increase our iman, the criteria is one thing only. We need to make efforts in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we cannot get our dunya, our foods, our drinks without effort, we can't also get Jannah, Allah's pleasure, without effort. A simple formula. The effort we are doing in this dunya serves us only for a fixed period of time, for a short period of time. But the effort that we made for our deen and for our iman will serve us for the hereafter, for the long time, for the eternal life. So our effort for deen is actually expected to be more than our effort for dunya. But with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulama told us that we are at least expected to give 10% of our time on a daily basis, 20 and a half hours for ziyarat, on a weekly basis, only a single day, on a monthly basis, 3 days of khuruj fi sabilillah, and on a yearly basis, a minimum of 40 days. Only expected 10% of our time. That's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us, give us with His mercy to multiply that by 10. By working for 3 days in a month in the path of Allah, what's to be written on our book is 30 days full effort. It will be multiplied by 10. So inshallah, we need to provide this time for serving the deen, to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that our eternal life will be successful and our life in this world also will be successful. The effort of deen brings the success not only in the hereafter, also in this world. Hayatun tayyiba promised in this world, and Jannah in the hereafter. Are all of us, inshallah, ready to give our time for the path to make efforts in the path of Allah, to gain more iman, to get more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah? Are we all ready, inshallah? 4 months, inshallah. Who is ready?